Okay, so you're in the know. My name is Terry Baum, and I am a pioneer lesbian playwright, and I've been a resident of San Francisco since 1977. A year ago, when our country invaded Iraq, my representative, Congresswoman Pelosi, voted to, quote, unequivocally support, unquote, President Bush. That was the last straw for me. I realized that she now no longer represented me and that I was going to run against her for Congress. So I am the winning candidate for Congress in Congressional District 8, San Francisco. My motto is Bomb for Peace. From the very beginning, the system threw up roadblocks against me. For one thing, in any other state, I just would have been on the ballot. Only in California, because of a quirk in state law, I had to be a write-in candidate. And then, California sets an almost impossibly high bar in terms of the number of votes a write-in candidate has to get if you're from a small party. I needed 1,605 write-in votes. That's far more than I would have needed in any other state in the union. Some states only require one. No state requires more than 1,000, except for California. In fact, this hurdle is so high that no third party has qualified anybody for the ballot through write-in votes since 1968, when Huey Newton ran for assembly in Oakland on a peace and freedom ticket. Nevertheless, I and my hearty band of supporters worked incredibly hard, and on election day, I went in to vote for myself, and I almost forgot to connect the arrow next to my name after I voted. So I knew there was a problem there. But then, on Monday, March 15th, a week and a half ago, John Ernst called me to tell me that I had received 1,651 write-in votes, an almost impossible feat from a very small population of only 12,900 registered Greens. And I had qualified for the ballot in November. He told me that they had gone over all these votes very carefully, and there was no possibility of it being challenged. And I was ecstatic, and we had won this truly historic victory. And then, this Monday, a week after the first phone call, John Ernst called me again and told me that the city attorney had said that he could not count the votes where someone had forgotten to connect the arrow next to my name, and therefore I did not have enough votes to qualify for the ballot. Did somebody pressure John Ernst in that week? Was there some political agenda involved in this that made John Ernst look into my election to see if he could reverse the results? At this point, we don't know about that. The district attorney, in its opinion, says itself that what it is doing flies in the face of common sense and good public policy. But yet, they are willing to disenfranchise 1,651 Green votes. And this week, in this city, there's a conference to examine why people participate less and less in the electoral process. Well, if you belong to a small party that was struggling against a big, powerful party, and you went to the trouble to write in somebody's name, and you found out that your vote was disqualified on a technicality, gee, maybe that would convince you that there was no point in participating anymore, that really the game was controlled by people with a lot more power than you. In fact, in this last election, there was a great deal that flew in the face of common sense and good public policy. Dead people voted. People who worked for the city were coerced to campaign and vote for Gavin Newsom. And the district, the Department of Elections, somehow, quote, mistakenly, accidentally, unquote, gave the Gonzales campaign the wrong information about something very crucial, which was when absentee ballots were going to be mailed out. All of this would lead any reasonable person person to believe that the outcome of elections in San Francisco isn't decided by the voters, it's decided by people in power. And in fact, democracy does not exist in San Francisco. I refuse to accept this ruling. It is the will of the voters of the Green Party that I run for Congress, and I'm proud of their support, and I am going to do it one way or another. And every time I speak, I am going to tell people about how voters are disenfranchised in San Francisco.